The stalemate in Washington that's created the nation's longest federal government shutdown has also closed national parks across the country, including several in upstate New York. WRVO's Payne Horning reports.
When congressional Democrats and President Donald Trump reached an impasse over funding for the southern border wall last month, New York State stepped in to keep the Statue of Liberty open to the public. But many other state sites that are operated by the National Park Service went dark, including Fort Stanwix in Rome and the Women's Rights National Historical Park in Seneca Falls. Zach Frank, a park ranger at the Women's Rights Park, says it's taking a toll on him and his fellow employees who have been furloughed.
You know, everyone just wants to get back to work. They want to go and do the things that they're good at, and they went to school for and they trained for. And right now, most people are either living off the kindness of strangers or family or collecting unemployment insurance to just get by.
One park in central New York that is unaffected by the shutdown is the Harriet Tubman Home in Auburn. It has remained open because it is jointly operated by the African Methodist Episcopal Zion Church. Local tourism officials say the shutdown of area parks has not had a great impact on the local economy, since visitation at these sites is typically lower during the winter months. But the potential consequences grow with each passing day. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.